Okay. So it's nice to see everybody finally. We love modern technology. It makes our lives so much easier. I give you my peace. I'd like everybody to just take a big deep breath right now. And let's start with a prayer. Father, we say thank you. It is a wonderful Sunday for us as we were able to participate in the service today to receive your grace and sacrament. It is what draws us closer to you. Every time we're able to have our sins forgiven, we are able to take a step closer to you and be in your presence. It is now in this evening hour, Father, that we draw the hearts together of our teammates and we bring them closer to you, that you have this intimate moment with us, that you'll share with us some timely things. You'll provide for us strength and insight. And we will learn what it is that you wish from us, and that we will take our gifts and our talents, and we will move forward to help complete this task that you've assigned to us as your guardians. We appreciate your help in our natural lives. We do not concern ourselves with that right now, because we will focus on this meeting. We are thankful for all the things that you provide to us spiritually and monetarily. And if there is somebody here in connection with us right now that feels they're lacking something, then I ask, Father, that you grant that to them, please. We bow before your will, and we ask for your love. Please hear us. Amen. All right. Let's start with a little meditation. If everyone wants to close their eyes, take a big deep breath in through your nose, out through your mouth. It's nice to feel everybody this evening. Focus your attention in the center of your mind. Should be grounded before you come to the meeting. You should probably run some energy through yourself if there's something that's bothering you or causing you to concern yourself prior to the meeting. We want to come prepared so that nothing from this world distracts us from what Father has prepared for us today, this evening. Take a deep breath in. Imagine yourself in the center of your mind. Father has invited us again into the chamber. He has a big table, a circular table there. He asked that everybody please stand around it. He says everybody looks tired. He's giving us his strength. Take a deep breath in. And we look dim. So he's going to give us his light to recharge us. He says everyone needs to shine more. We look like somebody has a hand over our light. It's there, but it's not shining as bright as it can. He knows that the current status of our lives is difficult because we're all cooped up. He's going to address that in his message. But we should always have joy in our heart, knowing that he's there for us, and we have each other to share in these moments as well. Take a deep breath. Let go of your day. He says some of you had some frustrating moments. He's not speaking of this technical difficulty we just fought through. He says we all triumphed over it very well. Some are a little anxious. Take a deep breath and let go of that. You should be at complete peace because Father has us in his hand and we are in his presence. Nothing else should concern us. He will help Tom. Evil is trying to distract all of us a little bit. Everyone take a deep breath and pog your home where you are. We must always be mindful of our own space. Father said, one more deep breath. He gives you his peace as well. And he trickles in a little bit of joy and happiness. When you're ready, focus your attention behind your eyes and open them. All right. It's nice to see your smiling faces. I met with Father, and this is what he has to say. Hello, my dear children. We are still in the Eastertide season, as well as springtime. I love springtime. Things that were dormant come to life and explode with color. It is a renewing of the planet. Growth begins again, and life blooms forth. It's also a period for your renewing time. For months, you have been dormant. The world has sequestered itself, and very little activity is found. You have locked yourselves away from the world and each other. It is now time for all of you to spring forth with activity. Brush off the cobwebs of your heart and soul, and feel the warmth of the love and light I shine upon you. Breathe it in deep and come to life. The winter time is done. I need all of you to be active. What does that mean? Open your hearts first to the idea that you can help everyone. This means all of you. There have been moments I have placed in front of you to help, and you ignored them. Please do not do that anymore. All of you have gifts. Do not be afraid of what others will say or do. You are an extension of my sons and me. We love all of mankind and can help all souls that seek us. Do not forget that you are not of this world. You are mine. I created you, and I bought you with the price purchase of my son's life. You belong to me. Yes, I am being selfish. I created you for a purpose, to serve and to help others. I laid into all of you empathy and understanding for others, no matter their circumstance. You can help. Be you. Be the soul's physician, counselor, guide, and the healing salve to soothe them. I will create more opportunities for you to help. Keep your hearts and eyes open. Now stop second-guessing yourself. I am trying to build confidence in you by giving you these experiences to heal. But some of you still question me and Triland. Stop listening to Satan. He is quite afraid of the time that has now come into being. It has happened sooner than even he thought. He will mass a resistance against you, me and mankind, once again on a level that has not been seen before. Within mankind also lies the future bride of Christ. He will be merciless as he continues to separate nation from nation and race from race. You have already seen the division that is taking place in the world. This has and will continue to build and will get much worse. Do not buy into this at all. Guard your hearts so that you do not become judgmental. You are above all this noise looking down as I do. My heart breaks once more at all of the confusion, anger, fear, and pure hate that is being instilled. This is where all of you come in. You have within you the power to clarify, teach toleration and love, just as Jesus did in his time. This time is not that different from Jesus' time, except the media spreads guile, pain, and suffering like a drug hooked to a vein. Excuse me. Okay. People continue to feed that addiction. You, through counsel and love, will wean many off this poison. Does all of this make sense? Can you all see once more what your responsibilities are? You are my strike force of healing. You must be patient with all of this. You cannot wean an addict off a drug in a day. It is a process of medications and therapy. Can you now see why I have referred to all of you as physicians? Some physicians lack a bedside manner. You do not lack this. This is where your empathy, love, understanding, and non-judgmental hearts come into play. Once more, I ask that you are open and watchful for these opportunities to help, heal, and save. I am the great physician, and you are my residents. No, I am not asking you to work 24-hour shifts. Yet. Haha. Your father loves and appreciates your help and sacrifices. Does anybody have any questions or comments? It's nice to see the Wildmans together.
I have a comment.
Okay. Sure.
I'm in a building of opportunities. It's quite interesting how Father said that he's put opportunities in the middle or in front of us, and we've ignored it. It's some days I just don't wanna, and I mean W-A-N-N-A, I don't wanna. But I you know what I mean? It's a choice, and I don't know if anybody else has had that where you're just tired or you've had enough, or you know. You would want a me day, right? But I don't think we have many me days coming up. So I'm going to try to make a point of not ignoring those opportunities. It's quite interesting. I had one of those today, and I've had a migraine all day. And one of the ladies tried to help, and I just said, just ignore me, please. Stop. She walked away hurt. I'm like, oh. she needed something, right? But I was in no, honestly, physically, I should have taken a second, dealt with whatever she wanted. I could have helped her, but I didn't. And I feel bad. I felt bad all day. I actually talked to the lady at the desk, and she's like, I didn't think you did anything wrong. I went, in her mind, I hurt her. So I've got to pick it up tomorrow, right? But I think those are the small opportunities that maybe Father's talking about. There's bigger ones too, but I think the small ones are going to be the ones that we can work easily and then build up. I don't know. That's how I interpreted what he said.
You're correct. Anybody else? Okay. For a deeper understanding, we hear all the time the glory of God. We need to bring glory to God, and we need to praise God. And I thought maybe we should go over that for a minute with what is the glory of God. Glory is very great praise or honor or distinction bestowed by a common consent. It's renowned. It's something that is a source of honor, fame, or admiration. A distinguished ornament or an object of pride, adoring praise, or worshipful thanksgiving. Glory is used to describe the manifestation of God's presence, the glory of God. It is something only God has and only He can give. I thought about that a minute, because we kind of just throw that out there sometimes, that when Jesus comes, we're going to be able to share in the glory of God. But if you break it all the way down, the glory of God is His will. He is sovereign, meaning He's a monarch, He is a king, He is a supreme ruler, He has supreme power and authority. When Father shares His glory with us, it means we acknowledge His power and authority, and He's in charge, and we serve His will. Does that make sense to everybody? Because I think in the past it's kind of been confusing or just really generic. Anybody have anything they want to add or a question?
I had something come to mind about the message, but we can come back to that. If...
No, that's fine.
Okay.
Go ahead.
On the topic of, and I'm paraphrasing, Satan throwing crap at us, I had an experience, if you don't mind me sharing.
Nope, go ahead.
Okay. So I was putting Noah to bed, and to give a little context, I've put up shields and have made requests that no souls come into our home in the mindset of protecting everybody, protecting our home, making it peaceful, yada, yada. And I see what appears to be this soul in the hallway just outside of Noah's room. And I was a little bit frustrated, but I put that down and said, look, I'm sorry. I have to ask you to step out. I will talk to you. I will help you if I can, but please, I need you to leave. And this soul said that her name was Emily. And as soon as she said that, I got this weird feeling. And I put up gates around Noah's room and around our house. And things just started smashing at these gates. And this, what appeared to be a soul, transformed into a demon. And I blasted it, destroyed it, it went away. And then Satan appeared outside of our house. And I tried blasting him, and he just stepped back and looked at me like, is that all you're going to do? So I shot a flaming pog arrow at him, struck him in the shoulder. He went away, then sent hundreds of demons after me immediately after. So I just sent out a blast, destroyed everything. And I'm sorry, I didn't mention that to you before this happened last week, Tryland, but I forgot.
That's okay.
So he's already starting.
Yes. And that's not the first time I've experienced that myself, where they come in a soul's clothing, per se, mm-hmm. and it's evil. Always trust your gut feeling. And this also comes into play where one of the topics I was going to discuss tonight was protect your space. Meaning, we can't ever take for granted that our lead angel is going to keep us safe all the time, because sometimes, like this situation, Father's going to allow things to happen so that you and I act, so that you and I participate in what this is. We can't become lazy. We can't just become complacent or expect that we're just going to wave our finger and the angels are going to take care of everything. We have to be vigilant. Also, I'll say, sometimes we think we're really paying attention to our space, and something sneaks in. Because I've had conversations with guardians recently, and you might not know this, but when we're talking, I'm looking at your space, and I'm clearing it out, and I'm looking to see if there's anything foreign there. And sometimes I'll let you know that there was, and sometimes I don't say anything, but I just remove these things. That's why we're talking about it right now. Always be on your guard. If your spouse is very irritated, or is upset about something, hey, you both need to take a minute and look at each other's spaces. There isn't any reason why you can't, but if you're constantly at each other's throats over stupid little things, it's a pretty good reason to look at each other's spaces and help each other out. Any questions? Thank you for sharing, Nuke.
Yeah, no problem.
For interesting tidbits, we've heard the statement, fight for your faith. And there is a Bible text where we've talked about it in the past, that ends by the violent take it by force, right? And I always thought that that had to do with us fighting for our faith, but it really isn't. Let me read this Bible text. And from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffers violence, and the violent take it by force. In a different translation, this is what I found. And from the time John the Baptist began preaching until now, the kingdom of heaven has been forcefully advancing, and violent people are attacking it. In other words, because Jesus established this way, everybody's fighting against it, not just Satan, but mankind. And they are attacking it, and they're trying to tear it down. So in a roundabout way, we have to fight for our faith and protect it. But we also have to be aware of the fact that other people are going to attack us because of our faith. We already are aware of that in this world where one faith is fighting after another faith. I just wanted to clarify this and share it with you. Any questions? Okay. Trisus is going to teach us a little bit about the Freemasons.
Yeah, so it's interesting that there's a gentleman that I sit with and I talk with. His name's Ray, and he had indicated when I first met him that he's a 33 level Mason. Didn't think anything of it. It was suggested that one of the religions I should look at is Freemasonry. I spent hours and days, even more, looking at this, and it was so very hard to distill down to 5 pages. But basically, they're not a religion. It's a secret society, and actually, I encourage you to read. I know I always say read, but I really encourage you to read this one because I'm not going to go over everything. My head is pounding too much, but it's a giant fraternity, is best as I can describe it, and it even is described that way from the 17 and 1800s. This gentleman, I tried to get him to give me information, and he wouldn't share. He wouldn't. He just said no. And I said, why? And he goes, because it's none of your business. And he wasn't mean. He just, and I said, so can you share with me anything? He goes, no. I said, what if I bought a Freemason ring? Because they have on eBay. He goes, if I saw that, I would challenge you. And if you don't come back with the correct challenge based on the ring that you're wearing, I would report you. And I'm like, and report me to who? And he goes, I would just report you. And I got kind of scared. There's a lot in here that even they're part of the one world order. You could go down that rabbit hole. I chose not to because I wanted to make sure it was just the religious part of it. But read the entire thing. It's really interesting. And there's some really interesting history. Basically, in its heyday in the 60s, there were over 6 million members in this country, and now it's dropped down to about 1 or 2, but they don't know because there's no record of who they are and the depth. But you could see on this page in the middle, it says even, you know, Ben Franklin, Winston Churchill, Mozart, Davy Crockett, you know, these are all people that were part of this secret society. So do we have to worry about it? I don't think so. I think more the world has to worry about this order, for lack of a better word, because if they're going to be doing anything, it's going to be against the governments and against whatever is set up. As you know, children of God and his guardians, I don't think we're going to have much to worry about. But stay tuned. I'm going to actually do more research on this. Maybe we'll have a part two at the end of the year, because it's fascinating. So that's what I have so far tonight. Thank you.
Thank you. There is a documentary on, Prime about this, the Freemasons, or maybe Netflix. Yeah.
Oh, I'll look it up.
I'm not sure.
I'll look it up later. Okay. and post it in an email.
Cool.
When it's done.
Thank you. We watched the service from Washington State this morning with the Bishop Feuerbach, and he spoke about the vines and the branches, which kind of goes hand in hand with Father asking all of us to to be active and to be open, please consider this. When you and I do something that's Christ-like, a sprout appears in our faith. And the more that we do in Christ's name or Christ-like causes these sprouts to grow, which then increases our faith. I, for a while now, have been thinking about rubber bands. I have no idea why, but I thought a rubber band is a lot like faith. It's pretty worthless unless you use it, right? It can sit there. But if you allow it to sit there long enough, it actually starts to decay, and eventually when you pull on it, it breaks. It's also kind of like a muscle. The more you use it, the stronger it gets. So you and I have to exercise our faith. And that happens not when you and I get on a soapbox and we start preaching to everybody. It happens when you and I, as Father said, be you. So what does that mean, really? That means to be the child He created us to be the example that we're supposed to be. And by doing those things, you are being Christ-like. When you're helping somebody, when you're trying to assist in some way, that's all Jesus did. He was the biggest and bestest teacher on the planet with everything that He wanted to teach about Father in this work. And you and I have been put in that position as well, which is humbling when you think about it. Anybody have any questions or anything they would like to share on that subject?
I wouldn't mind to share something. So we had the same text for it, of course, and our rector made a very good point. He said that what we're filled with is what's going to come out. And he compared that to, you know, if you have a cup of coffee and someone bumps into you, coffee's going to spill out. You're not going to get tea spilling out of it or milk or anything like that. Whatever's inside is going to come out. And he said, it's the same with us too. Whatever we are filled with inside, that is what other people are going to see in us, that they will know. And there was another really interesting analogy that he gave. It was a story. And what was he comparing that to? So he was also saying that we should be careful what we are actually tied to. Are we tied to the vine and to the branches, or are we tied to something out in this world? And he gave this example. It's a little bit funny, but the meaning is really is deep. So there were two hunters that were looking out for some land, and they saw this. It looked like it was an abandoned shack. But they figured there might be a farm. They figured there must be somebody there, possibly because there was a goat and a chicken. The chicken was pecking at for some food, and the goat was just kind of wandering around a little bit. So they went in and they saw a well on this land, and they said, you know what, let's go look at the how deep this well is, if the well is really active or not. There was a lot of old car parts on this farm, and it was really run down and in bad shape. So they said, you know what, let's just pick up this old transmission and we'll throw it down the well, and that way we'll know how deep the well is. And they picked up the transmission, and just as they picked the transmission up, Right.
You want me to finish it?
No, it's okay. Corrected here now.
I watch the same service. It's pretty funny.
Oh, did you?
Yes.
That's awesome. So they threw the transmission down the well, and it was very, very deep. It was going down very, very far. They said, wow, that really is a very deep well. And just as it was hitting the bottom, the goat came after them with his head down, his horns up, and he was going to charge them. Well, as it turned out, the farmer came out and he said, oh, you know, can I help you? And they said, well, And the goat went into the well also. They ran out of the way and the goat fell down into the well. So So the farmer came out and he said, can I help you? And they said, well, we were looking at this land. We weren't really sure if there was anybody here and we wanted to hunt. And he says, oh, sure, no problem. You can hunt on my land. And they said, well, you know, we were a little bit afraid because we threw the transmission down and there, oh my gosh, I'm getting corrected again. Just a minute.
You're so close.
I know. Oh, yes, yes. So the farmer says, oh, and by the way, do you know where my goat is? And they said, well, the goat went down. Is that right? The goat went down the well because, he was charging at us. He went down the well. And the farmer says, well, no wonder, because I tied the goat to the transmission. So the whole story is, after I kind of, it's like when you forget the punchline, then it just kind of fizzles out. But the whole thing is, we have to be watched. We have to watch what we're tied to. You know, we could be tied to something far away, but that was the message. So what we're filled with and what we're tied to, and that ties into what you were saying, Triland. Sorry, I kind of spoiled it.
Okay, so nobody tie a goat to a transmission and we'll be just fine.
The minister delivered it quite funny because it seemed like it was a very serious story. And then he ended with this punchline and I was sitting there like, ha, that's funny. did the congregation laugh? I couldn't hear.
Yes, we did laugh under our masks, of course, but then, you know, like at first you laugh and then you think, whoa, that really is kind of deep.
Yes, and that afterwards I felt bad for laughing, but I was sitting here by myself, so I didn't mind laughing.
Thank you for sharing. All right. I was also thinking about, and I wanted to ask this question of everybody. How much do you pray for yourself? Usually when we pray to Father, we're pretty much concerned about everybody around us, family, our friends, situations at work, and things like that. But how much do you actually focus on just talking to Father about yourself? Maybe once or twice within a 2 or 3 week period of time, I make a prayer just for me. I pray and I talk to Father specifically about things that are bothering me, things that I'm weak in, things that I've made mistakes in. I ask him to show me how to use the gifts he's given me better than how I think I've got them so that I can serve people better. And I just wanted to share that because sometimes I think we get so wrapped up in being a servant for everybody that we forget to be a servant for ourselves. And if we don't take care of ourselves, we can't certainly take care of anybody else. So I need you to think about that. If you get a minute, just kind of sit there for a moment with yourself and chat with Father. I mean, it doesn't even have to be a formal thing. I talk to him when I drive to work. It's an hour drive, so I got a lot of time to just chat with him. And I would encourage everybody, just talk with him specifically about what you're afraid of, what you don't understand, what you want help with. And then near the end of that thing, you can then also talk about your family and everybody else. But focus on you. Be selfish about yourself for a change. Okay? Awesome. The other thing I wanted to talk about is the archangels. I have encouraged everybody to utilize them. Weldemans, do I need to separate you two? We can see you. Anyway, who are the archangels? I've encouraged you that sometimes if you're feeling you're lacking in something, then why don't you look at that list and see which archangel has that gift that Father gave them and ask them to spend some time with you or even just ask them to put their hand on you and transfer some of that to you. They are full of gifts and wisdom, and they can help us, and I don't think we utilize them as much as we should. Any questions on that? Okay. Please go into eternity and help out as much as you can. It doesn't have to just be around a service for the departed. It can be at any time where something's on your heart or you feel the need to want to do something, but you don't know how you can serve in some capacity, why not go into eternity? Maybe you just want to pray a specific prayer for eternity. But my father, Dad, came to me at the last service and said, we certainly need a lot more prayers. We're very weak and tired here. It's difficult to get through to the souls. We need more prayers. And we hear that all the time. More prayers, more prayers, more prayers. So please, I would like everybody to be as active as you can here and with eternity. Any questions?
We do.
I've got a quick one for you. This just popped all right into my gourd while you were talking. You know how we can pray, and we can also obviously meditate and then go to the realms. Is there any way for us to ground the departed or the realms and help teach them how to connect with Father in that way, or is that not possible for them to do anymore?
It is. They utilize our brothers and sisters, and they kind of ground to them. And then our brothers and sisters, through their prayer life, bring Father the soul's concerns. But I think that's a great idea. I honestly have never thought of doing that. So, yeah, I would encourage you to go do it. And then if you find how it works, come to the next meeting next month and share with us how that works.
Okay.
And if anybody else wants to try it, please. Yes, there's no reason why we can't help eternity get closer to Father too.
So it would basically be like teaching the departed how to meditate.
Basically.
Okay.
At least how to ground themselves.
Yes.
You know, to at least let go of things, maybe to move past something. I mean, that might help them do that, right?
Correct. It'll probably be more of helping them focus on them and what's bothering them. Yeah, that's a great idea.
Okay.
And that's pretty much all I had for this meeting. Does anybody have anything they want to share or an experience? Any of the new guardians have any experiences happen? Have you saved the world yet? No pressure. All right. Nobody's got anything.
A warning or an experience and a warning, I guess. We are being told to be mindful of the spirits to protect our space. Sometimes we think they're just going to come physically through us, but with the electronic means that we have, they can come through that just as easily. My experience was just flipping through Facebook on my phone while I was watching TV. There was a photo and it said, try to find the ghost. I usually flip by those because I don't like that. I don't want to find the ghost because usually they come into my space or later on in a nightmare, seriously. And this time I flipped by it, I went back and I found it, and it was a really bad demon, super huge, powerful, sitting in the lamp in the picture, and it came into my space. I bristled, I screamed out to my lead to kill it. It was too late, it was already here. And we fought for several minutes to bring it down, and finally I pogged it, but holy mackerel, it felt just like somebody was drilling on my teeth without Novocaine. It came in on that quickly. So I'm just giving you the warning, be careful. Even through something as stupid or simple as a Facebook post, they can come in. And I'm still bristling from the experience. If I think about it, it was very scary because I wasn't ready. I was just flipping through Facebook. Why should I be on guard, right? But
right,
just as a warning, be mindful that they could come in that quickly.
And this is why I don't have social media. Satan's there. See? You proved my point.
Fine.
No. Thank you for sharing. We did have a birthday, as everybody heard if you tuned in early. It was Marina's birthday on April 16th, so happy birthday to Marina. Our next meeting will be May 16th, and I asked Atmos to close the meeting in prayer. So Atmos, please.
Heavenly Father, we come before you this evening, and we reflect back on the moment when we were all able to stand together with you in your throne room and receive your power and your strength, your peace and your joy. We thank you for that opportunity. We thank you for the opportunity to meet together as a team and to be able to see each other, Father. It means a lot for all of us because of the circumstances that we've been through. We ask that you would just continue to guide us, help us to see, know, and do your will. It's easy to see it, but it's harder to do it. So please, when we start to stray, we just ask that you would have that guiding shepherd stick there to kind of guide us back on the path that you need us. It's too often that we all tend to want to go our own way, and we need your redirection. We pray for all of those on the team. We pray for all the many circumstances of which we all face. You know them all. Please grant us the strength and the power to overcome them. We love you so very much, and we need you by our side. Please grant us peace for this night. Help us to have a peaceful, restful night. We love the team. We love you, the Lord Jesus, and the Holy Spirit. Thank you again for everything. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you, everybody. Love you.
Love you.
Have a great week.
Take care.
Can I just ask everybody for a quick favor?
Sure.
Before you go,
sure.
I've been tasked with the joy of moderating a pillar and youth discussion that's going to be broadcast across Canada next Saturday evening.
Ooh.
So if you wouldn't mind to remember me, that would be very appreciated. For teaching them about salvation for the departed.
Awesome. Our privilege.
That's great.
Yeah, if you sell me some money, I'll pray for you. I'm sorry.
Yes.
Yeah. Bye,
it's too hard, Andrew. Too hard.